أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 22 of Surah Yusuf. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after speaking about two great ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. One was Allah ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and that is how we established Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam on this earth. That is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him the opportunity of understanding how the material aspects of this world works. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, and so that we would teach him the interpretations of events. That is the kind of wisdom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him. One was knowledge, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about going forward. Allah will grant him governance on this earth. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the spiritual benefit, the spiritual ni'mat, favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Such a favor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen very, very few from mankind for, and that is nubuwat, and that is prophethood that Allah ta'ala bestowed upon him. But with regards to that, Allah ta'ala said, walamma balagha ashudda, when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam reached the peak of his strength. One is physical puberty that a person attains, physical maturity that happens at the age of 13, 14 or 15 that we are all acquainted with. But there is another kind of maturity that the Quran Sharif alludes to, and that is maturity with regards to one's spirituality and also intelligence of an individual. Allama Sadi rahimahumullah used to say to people, you've reached the age of 40, but yet you haven't become baligh. In other words, you haven't got that spiritual maturity and that intellectual maturity that you're supposed to have had. And here, this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is drawing our attention also to. And it is something that we need to work towards. Maturity insofar as our ruhaniyat, our spirituality, our iman is concerned, our deeds are concerned, and also our intellectual faculties, that there is a time when a person needs to become mature to understand the finer aspects of things. But here, what was that age that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not say what age it was, and hence we have different opinions with regards to this from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. Some have said it was the age of 33, that by the age of 33, normally and usually, a human would have developed insofar as his spiritual faculties and his intellectual faculties are concerned. Some have said it was as early as the age of 20 that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestowed his nubuwat on Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah says it was the age of 40, but all of them have accepted the fact that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the nubuwat of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. When Allah ta'ala speaks about the nubuwat, Allah ta'ala speaks about two aspects of it. One is, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, that we had granted Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam wisdom, and together with wisdom, we had granted Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam knowledge. Knowledge, obviously, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses and Allah ta'ala grants individuals. But the knowledge that Allah ta'ala grants Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam is far exceeding from the knowledge of others. Some have put it very beautifully that this wisdom and knowledge that Allah ta'ala had granted, Allah ta'ala is actually saying to us that Allah granted it to him directly without any tutor, without any educator, without any teacher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted it. With regards to wisdom, the word, like was recited in the salah also, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. There Allah ta'ala uses the word hikmah. Here Allah ta'ala uses the word hukman. Hukman can one mean wisdom, and together with wisdom, judgment. That through wisdom, a person gets that fine art of judging things. But ulama have also expressed what it means is that lack of understanding or incorrect understanding. One is, sometimes we have understanding, but there's a lack of understanding. Sometimes there is an incorrect understanding. Hikmah and wisdom is not that. Hikmah and wisdom is this, that a person has complete understanding and a person does not lack any way in that understanding. And some have stated, like in Ruh al-Maani, it is stated that it refers to ilm sahih. It refers to the correct knowledge that is accompanied by amal saliha, that is accompanied by righteous deeds. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala says, and that is how we recompense al-muhsinin, those who do good. When a person does good for the sake of Allah, then in different ways, Allah won't make everybody anbiya or nabis, but Allah Ta'ala will grant some form of hikmah, Allah Ta'ala will grant some form of knowledge and some form of guidance. And here most of the commentators have said al-muhsinin refers to that level of Allah, that level of ibadat where a person worships Allah Ta'ala ka'annaka tara, as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa in lam takun tara fa innahu yarak. And if you cannot see Allah, at least become conscious that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching me. The words we utter, the behavior when we making the ibadat, our interaction with people, our dealings with people, in every aspect, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. Of course, the gaze of Allah is a gaze of muhabbat, it's a gaze of love, it's a gaze of compassion, but we need to come to that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful and beholds us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.